This is KC 107.7 FM.
Avril with KC Lunch on KC 107.7.
Now, this week, we are concluding phase one of our discussion with the IEC, that's Electoral Commission, on what has changed for the 2024 elections. The aim of this campaign is to inform and educate the electorate about what has changed for election 2024 and the implications thereof on the electorate in particular. And during the last 5 weeks, we defined the Electoral Amendment Act, unpacked what is new in the NPE 2024, that's National and Provincial Election 2024, which was followed by the inclusion of independent candidates in national provincial elections. How to vote in the 2024 national and provincial elections in PE, that's National Provincial Elections 2024 ballots. And this week, we conclude our discussion with seats allocated in the National Assembly and Provincial Legislature. Listeners, and you are more than welcome to give you, and we will give you an opportunity at the end of the interview to call in and ask our IEC official, questions for clarity. We are talking to Michael Tulini of the IEC official about what is new in the NPE 2024. Mr. Tulini, welcome on KC.
Good day, Kurt. Good day to the KC listeners.
Sir, how are political parties and independent candidates allocated seats in government?
Okay, in short, seat allocation is based on the electoral system that a country uses. Now, in South Africa, members of the national legislature, that is now the National Assembly, and the nine provincial legislatures are elected based on a party list, compensatory proportional representation system. This means that political parties are represented in proportion to their electoral support. Now, with the new act, independent candidates are also accommodated within the system.
Yes, and what is electoral support?
Basically, electoral support is the number of people who vote for a party or independent candidate in an election. Now, or simply put, it is the number of votes a party or independent candidate receives in an election. Therefore, once you cast your X on the ballot paper, the IEC uses your votes to determine which party or independent candidate will represent you in parliament and provincial legislatures.
And does this mean that every vote counts in these elections?
Absolutely. Elections are decided by the people who go out and vote. Democracy only works if people participate. That sounds obvious. But unless people actively participate in the process, democracy doesn't work. Parties and independent candidates who don't get enough votes to win a seat in a legislature lose elections. That is why we encourage all eligible voters to vote during elections, because if you don't vote, others will make the decisions for you.
So that means that the votes determine the number of seats a party or independent candidate gets in the national and or provincial legislature.
Yes, a political party gets a share of seats in parliament in direct proportion to the number of votes it got in the election. However, an independent candidate can only get one seat if he or she gets double the required number of votes for a seat in the legislature, because he or she is just only an individual. It's one person. The rest of his or her votes are wasted. For example, if an independent candidate contests more than one region and win all those regions, maybe let's say three, he or she will have to occupy the region with the highest vote and forfeit the rest. So an independent can only will only have one seat in the region.
And what,
unlike the rest of the political parties.
So you mentioned something about the region. What is a region in this case?
Regions share the same geographical boundaries as provinces. So a region is like a province. Hence, just like provinces, there are 9 regions in the country, because we've got 9 provinces. So each region will have its own unique ballot contested by independent candidates alongside political parties. In the National Assembly, the number of seats reserved for each region will be different, determined by the Electoral Commission before every national and provincial election, taking into account the number of voters per region. This means the more votes a region gets, the more seats it will have reserved in the National Assembly.
Mr. Mthulini, can you simplify this point a little further for our listeners to really understand, please?
Definitely. Let's unpack it. The National Assembly consists of 400 seats, 400, which is the maximum set by the Constitution. In the national elections, independent candidates will contest the 200 regional seats alongside political parties, while the other 200 seats will be compensatory to bring back general proportionality for political parties. This means that the total votes for a party in a region determines the number of seats they will hold in the National Assembly. Remember that as an individual, an independent candidate can only occupy one seat, even if he or she contests in multiple regions, as indicated earlier.
Now let's go for a break, and after the break, we'll continue talking to Mr. Mthulini, IEC official, about the IEC and NPE 2024.
It's simple, I love it, having you near me, having you here, our conversation. You smile, and I smile, and I say, boo, this is getting personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while and play. Now let's make this a moment. Oh. Lost track of time, but we had a ball. Let's catch a movie, then dinner. Tonight's the night.
Yes, welcome back. We are still talking to Mr. Mthulini, IEC official, and we are discussing what is new in NPE, National Provincial Elections for 2024. Mr. Mthulini, how will these changes affect the provincial elections?
Right. In provincial legislatures, the single-tier, multi-member, proportional system continues to apply. Now, each provincial legislature election is a unique election, with contestants vying for a maximum of 80 and a minimum of 30 seats in a province. Now, the Electoral Commission is responsible for determining number of seats before every national and provincial election. In the case of the Western Cape, because we are in the Western Cape, the number is currently 42, is determined by the provincial legislature in terms of the provincial constitution. Then the Electoral Commission will determine the number of provincial seats for the other 8 provinces by December 2023. Therefore, the number of seats for each province will be different. The number will be determined on the basis of the size of the population in each province. The Commission will use census data as the base scientific data on population.
Does that mean the independent candidates also have seats in the provincial legislature?
Remember, For the first time since we first voted in 1994, independent candidates will also contest provincial legislature elections alongside political parties. This means they are also eligible to occupy seats if they get the number of votes required to get a seat per provincial legislature. So yes, if they get enough votes, they will win seats in the provincial legislature. However, as indicated earlier, an independent candidate can only occupy one seat, no matter how many votes beyond the threshold he or she receives in an election.
So what is the threshold required for an independent candidate or a party to get a seat in the legislature?
The Electoral Act prescribes the method of allocating seats in the national and provincial elections. First, the Electoral Commission will calculate the quota for a seat by dividing all valid votes by number of seats, then adding one to the result and disregarding the fractions. The total number of valid votes cast in favor of a political party or independent candidate is then divided by the quota. Not all seats may be initially allocated. The highest remainder method is used to allocate seats not allocated by awarding seats according to the sequence of highest surplus votes in national elections up to the maximum of 5 seats. Thereafter, default to highest average number of votes per seat. If an independent candidate obtains votes that entitles it to more than one seat, the candidate's additional seat is forfeited.
Okay. And can you tell us what and when is the 2024 elections?
Well, Kurt, South Africa's 7th democratic elections must be held between May and August 2024. The exact date of the elections will be announced by the president early in 2024. Make sure you don't miss out. Get ready to vote in the 24 elections.
And for those who are not registered to vote, will they be given an opportunity to register to vote in these elections?
Yes. If you are a South African citizen and 16 years and above, and you have an ID document, you can register at IEC offices during office hours, or you can register online by going to the IEC website, www.elections.org.za. You can even check your state the registration status. The IEC will also be having a registration weekend on 18th and 19th of November, where all voting stations throughout the country will be opened from 8 in the morning till 5 to register to vote or check your registration status.
Mr. Ntuleni, any last comments and important message to the listeners as we wrap up this interview?
Yes, good. As a South African citizen, your vote knows no boundaries. Whether you reside within or outside the country, you have the right to vote in the national elections, but not provincial elections if you are outside the boundaries. To vote abroad, you need a green barcode South African identity book, smart card, or a valid temporary identity certificate, a valid South African passport. It must not have been expired. And then you must be 18 years and older. Lastly, to make sure that everyone's vote counts, if you are a registered voter and cannot vote at your voting station on election day, you can apply to the commission for a special vote. This will allow you to cast your vote on specific days before everyone else does on election day.
And how can we get in touch with the IEC for more information?
Yes. For more information, keep in touch with the IEC. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at IEC South Africa. You can also have a WhatsApp number. You can WhatsApp a hi to 0600 88 0000. Or you can go to our website, www.elections.org.za. Or alternatively, you can go to info@elections.org.za. Okay, then also, which is very important, in addition, the IEC has recruited voter education field workers. We have started visiting various communities to educate and inform members of the community on civic and democracy education in their respective home languages as part of the 2024 national and provincial election community outreach and mobilization program. Community members are therefore encouraged to welcome them and engage with them for more information on the 2024 general election.
Mr. Michael Ntuleni, thanks again for your time explaining to us what is new in NPE, national and provincial election 2024. You must enjoy the rest of your day and also what you are doing.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ken. And thank you to the listeners.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.